Getting a little fancy on us this morning. Alec Naiman with Naiman's Catering and What's Cooking at 7:54. Boy, I like this dish, Alec.
Well, you know, I figure we could piccata just about anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, piccata frog legs, you know what I'm saying?
Well, let's do that sometime.
I had some frog legs back in the day. Snapper might be a better starter.
Yeah, the way you start is you go to Sean's house and rob his freezer.
That's
get
it.
Get some snapper
there
out.
There you go.
And you find you a couple of good pieces. Get the big ones, you know what I mean? Anyhow, I mean, this is easy. I just salt and pepper my snapper, you know, and then I dredge it in a little flour and heat me up a skillet with a little butter. And I put a little olive oil in there so my butter don't totally burn, you know. And then I lay that floured snapper in it just a couple minutes on each side, 2 to 3 minutes, till it browns real nice, you know, and everything. And I let that snapper saute, and I remove it from the pan. I take my drippings and what's left and all my flan and all that. I get it hot. I hit it with a little lemon juice, let it bubble down. Throw a nice big pat of butter in there and saute it around. Hit it with some garlic, you know, that kind of stuff. And then, boy, I just pour that butter sauce right over that snapper and top it off with a few little capers. Man, we eating snapper piccata. That's how easy it is.
That sounds great. You know, I've heard of a bunch of different types of piccata. I don't know if I've heard of snapper piccata before.
Yeah.
So that's a nice Gulf Coast twist to the dish there, Alec.
I love it.
And then, I mean, you can do pork piccata, chicken piccata. Now we're doing snapper piccata.
Piccata rather than ricotta, right?
Yeah, ricotta's the cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese, okay.
So, Alec, I'm sure things are getting even busier for you, if you can believe it, now that it's football season. Plenty of people that want to have you come out and cook for tailgates and weddings this time of year. So if folks want to get Naiman's Catering to come out and cook for them, or I know you have a ton of heat and eat meals at your location there on DIP and also at the Pig, how can people get all that done?
Oh, man, that's easy stuff. Yeah, we do keep a freezer full of stuff over at the catering. And I tell you, though, we're booking holiday parties already. I can't believe people calling and getting their December dates on the books and stuff like that. Of course, we're going to be doing some tailgating. My Jags will be out there starting next Saturday, too. You know, we got a lot of football. High school this week, college next week, and everything. So we'll be out at the River Shack tomorrow with the Grillers of the Gridiron.
Ooh.
SEC got Chris Edwards been working on this project. It's his second year. And we're going to have players like Marcus Dupree and Brent Fullwood and Antonio Langham and David Palmer. All these guys are going to SEC. They're going to be competing grilling, you know, ribs and chicken and all that kind of stuff. And I'm going to be out there tackling a few of these guys, slapping them around, you know. And they're going to know I mean business. I'm going to judge these guys, and I don't know how they're going to treat me if I don't pick them. But
yeah, I love it. I didn't know. That sounds like a fun event. Those are some big names.
Where is that, Alec?
It's going to be at the River Shack tomorrow.
Okay. Dental Dog River?
For several different charities, and Chris Edwards been spearheading this thing. It's his second year doing it. Got some great guys coming, and like I said, I'm going to be out there tackling a few of those
love
guys.
It. Yeah, sure. Love it. Love
Can't
it.
Can't wait to see that. Hey, the Jags open their season next weekend. Morgan State coming to town. Anything you have to say about that?
No, you know, well, I'm just going to tell you one good thing, and that's go Jags.
Love it. Thank you, Alec. We got to talk about that event a little bit more in the 8 o'clock hour. That sounds really cool.
Sounds awesome. 8 o'clock hour, it's all you and all us. 251-343-0106. Plus, we have a lot of local stuff to talk about, including the elections on the way.